Say, what would you do with a pocket full of skipping stones?
Decorate a sandcastle? Decorate sand faces.
How about skipping them?
Find a stone along the shore, lying on the sandy floor. Flick your wrist and just like that, skip the stone that's smooth and flat. Make it skim and skip and spin. Skip 1, 2, 3, the stone that is thin. Watch the rings as they fade away. Then skip some more if there's time to play. Could it be that skipping again will end up in a skip that's 8, 9, 10?
Mine always go plunk.
Melinda Martha skips hers 5 times.
Guess what? I've got a tongue twister. Skipping stones skim and skip and spin shapes that shimmer. Skipping stones spin shapes that shimmer.
Hey, say it as fast as you can. Try saying it really fast. 5 times.
Skipping stones skim ship shapes that shimmer. Skipping stones spin shapes that shimmer. Skipping stones skim skip and shapes that shimmer. Skipping stones spin shapes that shape that shimmer. Skipping stones spin shapes that skim and shimmer.
Melinda Martha has a big imagination. She imagines the stones are stealing far away to a kingdom in the sea. She is so excited, she skips along the beach and claps a jingle.
Skipping stones, skipping stones, flat and thin. Skipping stones, skipping stones, skip and spin. Skipping stones, skipping stones, skip 1, 2, 3. Skipping stones, skipping stones, spin. Rings on the sea. On the sea.
Listen and read along. Turn the page of your book when you hear this sound.
Melinda Martha and Her Skipping Stones. Written by Marcia Trimble. Illustrated by Susie Grell. This poem is for Melinda Martha and everyone else everywhere who loves or wants to learn to skip stones at the seashore. Find a stone along the shore, lying on the seaweed floor. Flick your wrist and just like that, skip the stone that is smooth and flat. Make it skim and skip and spin. Skip 1, 2, 3, the stone that is thin. Watch the rings as they fade away. Then skip some more if there's time to play. Could be that skipping again will end up in a skip of 8, 9, 10. One misty morning, near the end of August, Melinda Martha looked out her cottage window just as Mommy was jogging back from the beach with a pocket full of something. Melinda Martha ran out of the cottage to see what was in Mommy's pocket. Mommy pulled a fistful of flat stones out of her pocket. "I found you some perfect skipping stones, stones that will not go kerplunk." Melinda Martha could hear the stones going kerplunk, kerplunk. Daddy's voice drowned out the kerplunks in her head.
"Blueberry pancakes! Come and get 'em while they're hot!"
Mommy dropped the pocketful of stones into Melinda Martha's sand pail. They made a beeline for Daddy's tower of pancakes. Melinda Martha grabbed her sand pail of flat stones and raced ahead down the steep steps to the beach. She breathed in the salt air and scooped sand into her pail for her sandcastle. She created faces in the sand with her stones, too. She forgot about skipping the stones. She trimmed the tower of her sandcastle with a crown of stones and raised a seaweed flag on the highest tower. Melinda Martha glanced over her shoulder to see her kingdom in the sand one more time, as she headed back to the cottage. For quahog chowder, Portuguese rolls, and blueberry pie. After lunch, Melinda Martha searched for pieces to the puzzle that she stuffed in her backpack to bring to Nantucket, while Mommy and Daddy played backgammon and checkers. In the meantime, the tide crept in and slithered onto the shore. Melinda Martha ran to the beach to see her kingdom in the sand. She found a flat moat and a pile of stones. Her heart went kerplunk. Oh no! My sandcastle and my sand faces are gone. But my skipping stones are still here. Melinda Martha remembered what Mommy had called the stones. The perfect skipping stones. Stones that would not go kerplunk. She reached down and picked up the flattest stone in the pile. She rubbed the cool, smooth stone in her palm. "Please, please don't go kerplunk," she pleaded. With a flick of her wrist, she sent the stone skimming across the water. She watched it skip. 1, 2, 3 times. Did you see that? It skipped. It didn't go kerplunk. "Wow!" exclaimed Mommy. "You created lots of rings on the water." Daddy boomed out.
"That's great! Let's see if you can do it again."
Melinda Martha picked up another flat stone, and another, and another, and skipped the perfect skipping stones. "Did you see? 5 skips!" she burst out. "Look at the rings! They ripple!" "And spread out," said Mommy.
"And steal away,"
said Daddy. Imagining the ring stealing far away into a kingdom in the sea, Melinda Martha skipped along, clapping a jingle.
Skipping stones, skipping stones, flat and
beamed. "Tomorrow I am going to collect some more perfect skipping stones to skim and skip and spin shapes that shimmer." The sounds skipped over her tongue. "Skippin' stones spin shapes that shimmer." Mommy added, "No more kerplunks." Their voices mingled with the calls of Nantucket Harbor, the washing of the waves, the cry of the gulls, and the distant horn signaling the arrival of the ferry, on a late afternoon, at the end of August, at the end of summer.
"I could hardly believe that my skipping stone skipped 5 times."
"Especially since yours usually go kerplunk."
"It could happen, in your imagination,"